The patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father 40 bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Prepping herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
And welcome to the patio, everybody. It's T. And we got a really good show for y'all tonight.
Damn good show.
Really?
National. It's a holiday today, National Earl Day. We're going to talk about that and reason it's so dear to our hearts. Disney's expanding. Karine Jean-Pierre, that little chick that was the press secretary, is back in the news.
Yes.
And I got the fever, baby. I got the Indiana fever, or at least I did. And we're going to ask Grock a couple questions. But first and foremost, Bourbon Nerd, what's up with you?
What's up, guys? Hey, hit that like button. We starting out strong. Hit that like button and
strong. We starting out strong. That's an Earl word.
Strong. Don't interrupt him. Yeah. Don't interrupt strong. Him. That's it took all he had to get that.
I'm trying to talk and you won't let me talk.
Gary.
Next.
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm doing well. I always fine try to follow.
Nobody asked how you was doing. We just said Gary.
Gary. I was doing great.
I didn't know this was how's Gary doing, Doug.
This is
Did
Gary.
Did anybody say how's Gary doing, Doug?
I'm doing great.
Fine, well, swell.
Doing good. I try to follow my motto, my girls TLC every day. I don't be chasing them waterfalls.
You be chasing rainbows.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, that means
you don't be sleeping with people you don't really like.
Don't,
in your
that
circle.
Means don't get. Well, them
I didn't three, think Gary was doing that anyway.
You don't get them three little letters, and you'll stay alive if you don't chase DW waterfalls.
DW is in studio tonight. What's up, brother?
I don't know, man. I was thinking a while ago when you were talking. If you like dudes, we call you Sweet Tea.
Sweet tea. I am sleepy. Big tea, sweet tea.
Why would you be thinking that? It's right up top.
It is Pride Month. Sweet tea for the Pride Month.
I ain't ashamed nor am I sad.
So are you an otter
Father Fortberry, we made it to you. This is why you went last there night, so that you could get
first things first.
Tickled.
I need National Parking Day, baby.
There's no such thing.
Pete Town. Second.
Pete Town.
So talk about Pride Month. So I
nobody said anything. Oh yeah, you did. Okay.
Our corporate sent a reminder of National Pride Day, and I made a few jokes, you know, nothing inappropriate. We're sitting in a big meeting, and then I moved on to inappropriate stuff. And I was unaware there was a member of the society in front of me.
Which letter?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
You didn't ask which
and
letter?
I started making a joke, and my immediate supervisor goes, I was like, shit. So, you know what? It's all right. Because, you know, I would have went to corporate and HR, and I would have sworn up and down I was a member of the society myself. They'd have proved me wrong.
Your pronouns are they, them, and not because of your sexual orientation. Your
pronouns are not he, because I'll never be him.
Jamie, what if you weren't aware of it, but there was actually a guy that works for the company just to prove you wrong? Like, what if you weren't aware? Like Big Tony walks in.
Well, with what they're paying me, I'd be like, damn.
I bet Fortenberry keeps a rainbow shirt in his truck, just in case.
He does.
So, look, those that don't remember, we was at the dog track, apparently during Pride Month. Remember that cake I had? There was a cake. It was a rainbow cake.
Yeah.
And I thought it was hilarious. I went to go grab this cake and I sit down and I'm holding it. And I look at it and I said, I got to eat this one from the back.
It was funny.
And this old man next to me spits his food on the floor laughing.
It was funny.
We were all there.
Yes.
We were there.
We were spread out throughout the casino because there was a lot of us there that
there
night.
There was. Yes.
There was a bunch of us there that night.
Oh, me. Good time.
Were we there for somebody's birthday, maybe?
No, fantasy football.
It wasn't Pride Month.
No, it was.
No, that wasn't fantasy football.
No, it wasn't fantasy football. It probably was Pride Month. It had to be last June.
Yeah,
but
we were just hanging out.
It was just crab legs.
Yeah. Crab legs, yeah. It was just crab legs.
Yeah, I think it was June.
A guy that works with me, Toby, he went to casino the other day, ate 27 pounds.
Of what?
Of what?
Crab legs.
What do you do? Way in and way out.
That's what I was about to say. He had a scale?
It's fine hard for me to believe this story, but.
So he had a gram scale weighing us.
This man's way in.
Dude, if I did that, you'd have to have a scale in the bathroom. If I eat that many, I got to take a
break. Marty takes out. He's running. He is running to the bathroom.
First of all, Marty's gout would flare up before he got to.
Yeah.
Y'all had to take me to the bathroom.
On his way to the bathroom, his gout flares up. He seizes up.
Your body would be 27 pounds of gout.
All right, we're only 5 minutes in, and we're already in the weeds. Man, we ain't even started drinking. That's crazy.
Oh, man.
National Earl Day. Now, this is the official, but I'm going to tell you the one I'm going to make it
E-town.
Up. It's dedicated to those with a particular qualification and a genuine capacity for achievement. And honors those legends named Earl. The day was started by Roger Schlack in honor of Earl Baltes. Now, for us,
Baltes.
That's like, perfect for Pride Month.
You hate a good Baltes.
But yeah. for those of us, we have other meaning of the Earl days. That's Earl Arkansas in honor of Earl Arkansas.
Bulldogs. Yeah, and you would say Earl is 5 minutes from parking. That's what we would say.
Yeah. I mean, it's parking day.
Nobody likes Parker Tigers.
No, there is no such thing as Parking Day.
Parking these nuts?
That doesn't exist either. You're making up holidays, Jamie. You can't make them up.
That sounds like a valid holiday,
so,
though.
Those that don't know, Earl and Parker were, 5 miles apart. I mean, that was our rival.
For those who don't know.
There was no towns in between.
These are towns we grew up in.
Yes. So, Marty, Brother Fortberry, and myself all grew up in Parking. And the other three heathens over here grew up in E-Town.
We had electricity and stuff.
There is a parking day.
Parking.
We'll take it.
And it's September 19th.
We'll take it. But who remembers?
We got to remember that.
So we went over, and I say we, Parkingites, Parkingese, whatever we call ourselves, went over in
like, y'all used to always come to Earl, by the way.
Yeah, so we did.
Everybody came to hang out in Earl,
but
not Park.
Blew up the Bulldog. And then Earl came over, took a sledgehammer, beat the face off our tiger.
That was back in the good old days. That's
back in the good old days. Yeah,
that was like a long time.
That's back when we used to be halfway and fight.
What did y'all call the old way to Earl?
The old way to Park.
No, it's the old way to Earl.
No, the old way to Park.
I was in Earl. They're like, where you at? On the old way to Earl?
Yeah, old way to Park.
Y'all called it the same thing.
Old way to Park.
My dad stole a tiger tail one time.
He probably still got it.
He
probably does.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Earl.
Grab a tiger by the tail. Walt Disney World teases details about they're expanding the largest expansion in history of Magic Kingdom. They're going to have a Cars-themed land. I thought they already had that, actually.
I thought they did, too.
Yeah. The Cars attraction was the first announced. What's it going to be about?
Cars.
Piston Peak National Park transformation and the upcoming Pixar Cars-themed land is going to be there. Okay. Cars is like, isn't that an old deal?
That's extreme. That's 20 years old.
It's an okay. Yeah, it's pretty old now. That's really an okay movie. It's not like a great movie.
What year did Cars come out?
2005.
Do you know that for sure?
If you, if you are right.
I'm close.
If you're right, you are banned from the patio.
It's 2004 or 2005.
I bet he's within a year.
I'm within a year.
Either way.
You are within a year.
I knew he
was. Is it 2004 or 2005?
2006.
Ah, I was close.
You're feeling
you were 2005. You were in the patio by this much.
Ah.
You're feeling swell.
I do that sometimes.
But that's 20 years ago, and they're just now building a Cars land. But I thought they already had like a Cars area.
Where's Harry Potter?
Oh, they got a new type
of
ride.
That's a Universal.
That's Universal. Yeah.
See, that actually looks kind of cool to me.
Okay, so
like, I'm gonna it was cool.
I've been to both, and cool. It was cool.
Cheer takes you to places, doesn't it, Jamie?
No, actually, we went there just as a family trip.
Oh,
hey, on a side note,
we left
Angel
side
Baby out. Has Angel. Decided this is her last year cheer.
Oh,
softball, isn't it?
She loves baseball.
I saw her pictures. Charlie put her pictures up from the other night.
She loves it.
She had that intense look on her face.
She loves it. So this is MG's. This is MG's last year.
So you're almost done with cheer.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I'm happy for you,
Angel Baby. Thank you. I'm celebrating. Yes, it's because. And she'll build up to getting into travel. So I have a little bit of time with her.
Yeah.
You'll be rich.
Momentarily.
These next 3 years? No. Well, no, Maddie goes to college.
Going to college.
Yeah, never mind.
Hey, I got 3 weeks and then I'll have a little money again. That's how I'm like, nationals will be over and then we get
I'm sending one to college.
2 month
dude.
Break.
Biden's press chief, Karine Jean-Pierre. You remember? She was cute. She's a little cute girl.
Not great. She's cute.
Yeah, she's real cute.
I thought that was the dude from Talladega Nights.
No.
No. No, Joe Biden's former White House press secretary. This chick right here. This one right here. There she is.
She does sound French, though. I don't think she's French, though.
Oh, what would you say? Go back first. Look at him.
He's surprised.
He's like, who is this lady holding on to me?
He's like, why am I here?
he says, why is this African-American lady holding me?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, she has left the Democratic Party, is now independent.
No,
and released a book. She did. Mm-hmm.
Well,
what's the book called? I'm sorry. I was Marty's color looks off.
Isn't she married to a woman?
She's
on the spectrum as well.
She's a letter. She's on the alphabet.
She's at the persuasion.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, look, I just realized.
And she's not a bad looking woman.
I just realized I might have a pride-ish can.
Hold on, DW.
John has a pride can.
I got a pride-ish can. It's just called Danger Beach.
So,
I don't know.
We know where the danger comes from.
Gotta be careful with that beach nut.
I'm a dangerous beach. That's what it says.
Oh, independent. A look inside a broken White House outside the party line. So she's telling all. She's spilling the beans. So,
look, somebody I'm had to be the first. She's gonna dive into how off he was.
I thought Jill Biden would be the first to tell everybody.
Oh no, Jill's locked in.
Might not be all she dives into.
Hey, there was last week came out that they were comparing his signature on every document he signed.
Yeah.
Only one is unique. All the rest is auto pen. There is one unique signature that was applied.
Jill signed that. We got some of that in our office too.
The stamp.
Jeremy carries a stamp.
No, we have one dude who's like, not mine, but has almost everybody else's auto pen.
Nice. Huh. He's got the power.
He doesn't have the power.
He doesn't control you.
These old guys are like, did I sign that? And they're like, yeah.
Oh, it's 1M.
Yeah.
You're like Key Man. We have one. I got the power.
We have one.
Auto pen.
So WNBA, our buddy Tom Black, he's got a WNBA team he's working for there. But the Indiana Fever. Really? Caitlin Clark has been hurt.
That's good.
Caitlin Clark's been injured, and the Indiana
Stabler's
Fever. The what?
Detective Stabler's out.
Stabler's out.
Yes.
TV ratings have tanked, and ticket prices have gone from minimum of $41 a game to $14.
Oh, I can afford to go now.
Yeah.
Tastes like the beer costs more than the ticket.
The beer costs more than the ticket.
That's insane. That's when you know you're not doing good.
How much did it jump?
A Fever ticket was $41 a ticket minimum, down to like $14 a ticket after.
So who sent the quote by Brittany Griner?
Oh, that's when she said F and White Girl. Yeah.
No.
Did y'all see the video of her in the pool?
No.
Oh, I did.
Somebody
is that AI or is that real?
No, it's real.
Terry, you're going to
That's real. That's old. Gary, we've talked about that so many times.
I don't think we did.
Jamie, how many times have we talked about Griner and the pool?
She got a bunch.
She's shirtless.
She had new chest.
Terry, you're just going to get mad, but I'm looking at my phone.
Get off your phone.
I can't because there's a.
I can look it up for you.
What do y'all send it? Somebody sent it to me in a group. It was Brittany Griner in the quote. I'm sure it wasn't a real quote.
Oh, yeah, I sent that. That's when T said that's got to be fake. Yeah. It was like, we used to play. And it was real quiet.
For the crowd. That's right.
Find the quote, because the quote was hilarious.
It's the mom and pop comment.
Yeah.
Basically, there are people in the stands now. They interrupt us playing.
By cheering.
We heard a low rumble. We didn't know what it was. We turned around. There's people in there just watching us.
And chanting at us.
It's either
we can't play in that condition. Here it is. No, wait a minute.
No, this is supposed to be Brittany Griner. This is a fake clip.
I think it's fake.
But a Brittany Griner quote, which is hilarious.
It was. Whoever made it up is a genius.
Hey, I turn Fever games on now when they're on, and I watch them.
Sure.
I like watching Caitlin Clark play.
But she's hurt right now, right?
Is she?
That's why the ticket prices have plummeted.
So there is a group of guys that sit there and bet on Angel Reese on if she'll hit or miss her first shot.
First shot, and they're like winning big time.
Yeah. All right, here it is.
They're like
here
six
it is.
Games straight.
Here's the quote.
Here's the quote. Every time we play here, there's this commotion, like this loud rumbling from the stands. Turns out it's people, thousands of them, just sitting there watching on purpose. It's very disruptive.
Watching on purpose. They're called fans.
Maybe she's being sarcastic.
I think it's AI.
Yeah.
Hey, there's more to it if you read it over here. The WNBA games used to be a chill, quiet place. You could bring your laptop and relax, maybe even get a little work done. But that's now so it's tired. Like there's large gatherings of people watching us from the stand. Some of them are yelling crazy shit about what they're seeing, putting unfair pressure on us to score like we're there for their entertainment. And that's like, pretty gross. The whole thing's toxic. I saw a guy with his daughter in the crowd, both of them yelling, couldn't hear what they were saying exactly, but it was either about my performance or some light racism. Definitely one of the two.
I like light diet racism.
Who was the NBA player that went to a game and laid down, went to sleep and stayed in the seats?
He
purchased like 5 tickets.
To the WNBA?
Yeah, and then laid down in the seats.
I was somebody's boyfriend. Some of them girls are good.
No, he was an NBA player. It was a big deal.
Do y'all remember it was a year or two ago where that guy was on the side of the street doing a contest, and if you win, you get WNBA tickets or spam?
Yeah, they did spam.
90% took spam.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Look.
It's a terrible product.
She makes it watchable.
It is watchable with her on the court.
Yes, and I will say this: some of the younger talent coming in, they are improving.
Don't tell you this, what I was thinking about the other day.
Do we lower the goal?
We should.
They should.
They don't want to, but I think you should.
So I was sitting there thinking the other day, why do I like watching college softball all over college baseball? It's a different game. The field is shorter.
I would rather watch baseball, but I like softball.
It's quicker.
Yeah, college softball is much
faster.
It's
a different game. It's not the same. The field is shorter. Why don't the goals be shorter?
I agree.
If it was a different game,
because
it'd be good.
I was like, softball and baseball are not the same sport.
No, they're not. They're totally different.
They're
similar.
But cricket, it's just similar like cricket is.
Same idea.
Has anybody seen Sweden's baseball?
No,
Sweden baseball?
It is... so much different than anything you've ever seen.
It's more like banana ball?
Oh, God, no.
Hey, banana ball is awesome.
There's a river that runs through the middle of the field.
A river runs through it, huh?
Yeah, you can. It's Google Swedish baseball.
Center fielders and a kayak. What if it goes in a creek?
The first thing that comes up is Swedish meatballs from
IKEA. I'm telling you right now. It's not a diamond. It's some odd shape.
Brown ball, the name derived from the act of catching a player. And where'd it go?
Pull a picture of the field.
Well, there was no, the one I found.
So
there
it's
was
baseball,
no river
but just different shapes.
It's so I can't. You throw the ball up in the air and hit it yourself.
Softball.
Don't hit it to the fence though.
It's softball baseball. But one field has a river that runs through it. You hit the river, the defense has to go after it.
Well, you strike yourself out.
I thought no.
Back in the
I'd be the only dude though, a perfect game.
Back in the day, me and Donnie were hard up for soft toss. The only thing we had was a satellite dish. Mm-hmm. Apparently, you don't use a satellite dish for soft toss.
You hit it right through.
Jamie, I'm not finding it.
Have y'all seen the Russian basketball? Where it's like a mix between martial arts basketball?
Yeah, it's weird.
It is such an
now
odd
this
shape.
Okay. Here's the field. Let
looks
me play.
Like a boat trailer.
This is here we go.
Show me the field.
So this is a video, and I think this is what Jamie's talking about.
That's the round.
Does it come with a ditch?
Finland. It's in Finland.
So there's no foul territory.
This is the real playing
Gary
field.
Would do that, and he'd throw somebody at home. I promise you, he would make the play there and throw somebody at home from way. It would the ball would come flying out of there.
All right, number one, that ain't a river.
Well, what? I mean,
it's a ditch.
That's a ditch.
Number two, we can do that right out here at Terry's backyard.
That's true, too.
This is soft toss.
It's good times.
That's actually.
You got to be a baller. All right,
so what's the name of that game that I've been seeing on YouTube? No, I play that sometimes. But
I just thought of something.
But the basketball game with no backboard. Where the
Australian.
But she'll go for a shot and everybody's going away from her.
It's Australian women's handball or basketball. Maybe it's
handball.
I don't think it's handball. Handball's a different sport.
It's called something.
It's basically you get a free shot.
Jamie want a pinch pitcher.
Y'all think Angel Reese could hit it with a free shot like that?
Angel Reese can't.
Absolutely not. She can't hit a layup with a backboard on there, much less that one.
Hey, she can get rebounds.
Netball. It's called netball.
Netball.
It's a team sport similar to basketball played without a backboard.
I don't understand
Maybe
the rules
of
that.
Maybe you can't
touch
the rim.
And you can't dribble, really. I don't think. Can you?
So, back
players
in the day,
are restricted to specific zones on the court. No dribbling.
Back in the day, basketball was set up on a stage for one. You couldn't dribble. There was an offensive defense. Each side had three people. Yeah. And you'd only pass the ball.
That was better.
We don't like that.
I got another video.
That was good old white people ball.
I got a video for y'all.
Athletic.
I got a video, sports video. Here we go. All right. So this track, this person track, I'm gonna put on silent. It don't matter. The 4x400, I think it was relay. This team dominated. The cool parts later, but they're gonna do some relays here.
4x400.
I think it's four
or 4x100.
Four full laps.
It's 400.
I can tell. So,
it's just a 400.
It's the 400. Maybe it's not the relay. I thought it was relay. Oh, it's not a relay. It's just
it's just straight 400.
Straight 400 meters.
You really set this one up well.
Yeah. Well, the endings was some.
It looks like a relay. Some are slowing down real slow.
Y'all look at those little.
What are they doing?
They're just slow, Gary.
They're running. Okay.
They're pacing.
They're pacing.
Hmm.
So when you see me running slow, just assume I'm pacing.
Isn't one of those like trans things.
At a medium pace.
But anyway, they're running. And they get through with the race.
Okay.
When's the cool part?
In just a minute.
They gonna fight?
No, it gets better than that. No, she don't jerk her down by her weave or nothing.
We're gonna scissor.
Or, yeah.
Scissor me timbers.
So the girl wins the race.
Okay.
And then how much time is left? Oh yeah, it's gonna show in just a second. And she goes over here and she celebrates.
Which one?
That one that won it.
Right there. She celebrates.
Okay. She celebrates.
She gonna celebrate.
There's Jamie with a big hat.
Here she comes.
Yeah.
A bunch of big hats.
She got the fire extinguisher.
She got a fire extinguisher?
Yeah, she's gonna spray off her feet. It didn't show the car.
Oh, then so she's gonna spray off her shoes with fire extinguisher.
Her feet was on fire.
Because she was going
yeah,
so
because
fast.
She won, she got disqualified for spraying off her feet with a fire extinguisher.
The race is over. How you gonna disqualify after the race?
They disqualified her for over celebrating.
She ran so fast.
This ain't football. This ain't the NFL.
That's what they did.
That's like you hit a home run, you go to the locker room, and you celebrate, yeah. And you get kicked
so
out.
So I heard, yeah, it is. I wish I remember who said it, but he made a good point. The problem with baseball is apparently one of the few sports that you can't celebrate. Like, people love the long ball. But if you celebrate it when you hit a home run, you get retaliated against.
You got to celebrate. You got to.
Sometimes.
If I hit a home run, I'm bat flipping, and I'm about to do cartwheels myself. I'm about to flip with the bat.
Jamie's never experienced that.
I hit one.
He's never won.
You ain't back flipping either. Quit lying.
Okay. He might. Yeah. Might be.
You'll be neck breaking.
He'll roll.
Mac told me that he played last night. He said, if I hit a home run, what do you do? I said, I give you $1,000 if you hit a home run. Dang, he said,
gotcha.
If I go around the button, I said, no, over the fence.
No. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you better specify.
Yeah,
it's not beyond the realm of possibility a tip ball.
Yeah, he ain't waiting on no payout.
Yeah.
I said, son, we ain't doing no, they overthrew first and you get out in the park.
Not a single with three errors.
I mean, I hope something happens and he gets a hold of one.
If he gets one over the fence at his 100
size, mile an hour wind.
I'll pay it. I will pay it.
Oh, jeez.
Mysterious figure was captured roaming the woods of Colorado. I'm going to show you a picture. This is the latest.
It's Brother Fortenberry.
That's not that one. Where'd it go? There you go. I'll find
it. Oh, I saw this the other day.
It still looks like Brother Fortenberry.
It looks like Smokey the Bear to me. It looks like it's got a hat on.
It looks like a hat on.
It does.
Only but they're cool. Could prevent forest fires.
I see a red circle.
That's a reservoir tip.
Or if y'all see, but anyway, they're claiming that a white water rafting crew from the Colorado River Expedition claiming that they saw Bigfoot. I look like Smokey the Bear. He's got a hat on and everything.
But that's some dude out there giving back shots, and they're gonna let him call him on camera.
Oh, there's a better picture.
Is it? That's the worst picture.
Gary and Bigfoot are the grainy.
That's a guy in a raincoat.
I think that picture's worse.
Oh.
That's the best one.
That was sexy
right
there.
That's
the real one.
Oh, there
you go. Whoa. You don't
need to
see that.
The Bigfoot got
hurt. There was a big guy hurt.
It wasn't a big foot.
It's a big 3/4 foot.
The gift kept on giving, didn't it?
It wasn't a foot. It did, man. She had like 37 kids.
It was a 3/4 foot.
That's too many kids, man.
That was a bunch of kids. You got about that, man.
I got the most on the patio, I'll tell you that.
All right.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
I do.
Maybe it's the difference between being a school teacher and being a construction worker, but do y'all say 3/4 or 3/4?
3/4.
Yeah, anytime there's a measurement given, my wife will say 3/4. It bothers me.
What's wrong with her?
0.75. I'll say 0.75.
I think you should divorce her.
Of course you will.
Yeah. That's 3/4.
0.75.
That type of lingo is not acceptable in the patio.
Yeah.
The 3/4?
Yeah.
What do you say about 5/9?
Five bites. That's a weird measurement right there.
Have y'all heard about the taco
Jamie's
truck
Jamie's thinking
stunt?
About 5 nights.
Yeah, you say taco truck
stunt that they're doing. Some of the Democratic.
Is this what ICE is doing with the rest of folks?
No, Democrats are making weird videos eating tacos, claiming that stands for Trump always chickens out when it comes to tariffs. So they'll just video themselves eating tacos.
Dude, what?
Yeah, the Democrats will video themselves. Let me see.
What? Man.
I know what he's thinking about.
They're going to start a war. They try to take tacos.
Yep.
We're going to get banned, Jamie.
Trump always.
No.
He's going to taco the wrong one.
I used the taco truck and.
It's Taco Tuesday.
What? You got to bring tacos into this.
They
man.
Just say Trump Boy, always chickens taco. Out. So you eat tacos.
I like chicken tacos.
I don't think he's chickening out. I think it's all part of the plan.
Oh, yeah.
It's the master plan.
What are you chicken out of? Y'all know I don't keep up with the news.
Man,
I don't know.
Tariffs. They're saying tariffs.
Yeah, he's chicken out of tariffs.
I thought it was part of the plan. Shoot.
Do you think he's just playing the game with stock market? Because stock market was going down with the tariffs.
So he's trying to invest in big chicken.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to do.
He's
big chicken. Big chicken.
He's going to invest in Chicken City.
You got Big Pharma?
You got big chicken.
You got big oil. They got big chicken. So you see chicken Tyson. With Tyson
so,
big
is
chicken?
Is he taking on Tyson? I don't know.
Maybe he's going to buy Tyson.
Is a Tyson bout?
Could be.
Y'all know, I think tacos are probably one of like my favorite food, maybe.
Maybe. That is one of my favorites.
I think tacos is maybe my favorite.
I'd pick tacos
food.
Over pizza.
Oh, no.
Do you like
tacos?
Do you like authentic tacos?
Yes.
Homemade tacos?
I love homemade
tacos. Taco Bell
tacos.
Tacos
aren't even my favorite Hispanic or Mexican food.
How is a hot dog not a taco?
Chili Relleno.
Chili Relleno is good.
Chili Relleno is pretty stinky.
Is a hot dog a taco or
that's the
or
most
a sandwich?
Underrated
hot dog is not a taco.
Mexican dish.
Or a sandwich.
It can be a sandwich, but not
chili
taco.
Chili Relleno is so good.
It's one piece of bread.
Michelle
though,
Obama
too.
And her brother talked about that. They stole it from us about whether a hot dog's a.
They stole my hot dog?
Yeah.
Hey, Wes wants to know our tacos a food group.
It isn't my house. Mr. Beast claims he's very little money. You know who Mr. Beast is,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And is borrowing cash from his mom to pay for his upcoming wedding. That dude spends a lot of money on his YouTube channel, unlike us. Despite being worth an estimated $1 billion, Mr. Beast, whose real name is Jimmy Donaldson, claims he has very little money and needs his family support to fund his upcoming wedding. That's like a tight
I just
joke
got a for question for his mother. Is this a Mrs. Beast? Or a Miss Beast.
Are you trying to hook up?
She's apparently
careful,
funding this
Gary.
Billionaire.
Hell
careful.
No, he ain't.
Whitney may be hooking up. I don't know. She's a billionaire.
Whitney's a billionaire?
No, he says she's hooking up.
Miss Beast.
But you talking about getting off in the weeds. Here we
somehow,
are.
I feel Gary moving into what would you do for a $1 million
store? Exactly. What would you do for a Mr. Beast bar? There you go,
a
Klondike bar, you know.
I'd hate to know what I'd do if I was someone wanted cash.
What would you do for a Klondike bar or a billion dollars?
I'd do a lot for a Klondike bar, much less
a lot.
Yeah.
You got, is this a Miss or a Mrs. Beast? I don't know. It's his mom.
It's his mom, so it's probably neither. It may be.
How much
she
money
was
did you
formerly
say?
Known as the Beast.
Either way.
She's worth $1 billion, but he claims he's got to borrow money. It must not be very liquid.
So she got to have a lot of money if she's.
She must, yeah, I mean.
She's got to have them.
Got to
have
it. So what does Mr. Beast call his mom? Is that Mama
That's
Beast?
That's what Gary's saying.
Mama Beast?
Mama Beast. That would be
Mama,
it.
Mama Beast.
Maybe she's Miss East.
Oh.
You might want to stay with her.
You know, he used to homeschool.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
But and his channel,
he got kicked out from having an affair with a teacher.
His channel took years. He had like as many subs as we did for a long time. And then all of a sudden his channel took off. So but he hope. Worked on it for a long time. So that's what we're hoping for too. All right. It's time for Ask Rock, boys and girls. Y'all been waiting all week to Ask Rock. You could just do it yourself, but we're going to ask Dr. Grock right, some okay. funny questions. Gary, what do you want to ask Rock?
It is
what
a
do they call?
Is a hot dog a taco?
Is a hot dog a taco?
I was going to ask him if Mr. Beast's mom is called. A hot dog is not a taco. It consists
dog.
Of a sausage and a sliced bun, while a taco is a tortilla wrapped around fillings like meat, vegetables, or cheese. The key difference lies in the bread component, bun versus tortilla, Gary. And
it's
cultural culinary traditions. However, both are handled foods. Some argue they share a similar folded food holding stuff.
I like to handle my food.
So I
like to handle food.
So what if you put a hot dog in a taco shell? What is it?
That's what I'm saying.
That would be a taco.
So the type of bread makes the, what it is.
It's a tortilla.
A tortilla.
What do you call Mr. Beast's
mom?
Miss Beast.
Madam Beast.
If you had relations with Mr. Beast's mom, would it be bestiality?
Buddy, hit that, bud. I'm going to
play this out.
All right, so here's what Grok said. He said, her name is Sue Pressure. Well, there's no widely recognized nickname like Grandma Beast for her. She's often referred to as Mama Beast. There we go.
Look at that.
Mama Beast. You knew that, didn't you?
No.
You did. Mama Beast. Okay.
Look, there could be a lineup of Mama Beast and Mr. Beast. I could pick out who was who.
You got
that sounds like
time.
Its own show.
Donnie got a question.
Mama Beast. I know he All right, does. Donnie, what do you got to ask Grok?
Can I get a raise?
That's a good question.
Jamie, you got a question.
What is haterade?
That's a good question, James.
Is stealing from St. Jude is a child a felony?
You definitely committed a felony.
If you steal donations, is it really stealing?
Would I be tried as an adult?
I am associated with Grok, huh?
Stealing from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital as a child under 18 could potentially be classified as a felony.
Yeah.
But it depends on several factors, including the value of the stolen property, the jurisdiction, and the circumstances of the theft. Since juvenile justice systems vary by state, I'll provide a general overview based on U.S. law. So we're Arkansas folks.
I consider myself.
It was just a few toys.
Ask Grok, what are the things that are most likely to become currency in the apocalypse?
I would say
I think I know what they are. I'm thinking alcohol, ammunition,
salt,
weapons.
Salt.
Do you think gold and silver will still be?
Yeah, salt would actually.
I think gold and silver still have potential.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they have potential.
Yeah, he's thinking. I didn't do deep search, so it's not going to take that long.
Pocket sand.
In a post-apocalyptic scenario where traditional fiat currency, paper money, digital currency, loses value due to the collapse of government and financial systems, societies would likely revert to a barter economy or adopt alternative currencies with intrinsic value based on historical precedents. Fictional depictions and discussions from various sources, the most likely items to become currency are...
Gluck, gluck.
Those that are scarce, durable, and divisible. Ammunition. Food. Water. Oh, didn't think about water. Alcohol. Medical supplies. Salt. Tobacco. Oh, tobacco would be. These addicts.
Tobacco.
Yeah, crack. If you have all the crack.
Crack.
After apocalypse.
I mean, meth's hot now.
Precious metals, tools, bottle caps.
Bottle caps.
That comes from Fallout.
Why would bottle caps
it
be
does.
Hot?
Yeah.
That's a Fallout.
That don't make
thing.
Any sense.
Yeah.
All right. What's another question we want to ask Grok?
What really is the average length?
You got a question, T?
I think it's based on nationality. I looked at that. What nationality?
Look. I don't look that up. I don't read the embarrassment.
You don't feel like being hurt tonight. Because
Everybody knows you measure from the tank, right?
It said,
that's right, you got to. And there's 2 inches inside.
It said Father Fortenberry is well below average, is all it said.
That's what it says.
That's what it says.
I figured that's what you're gonna get. Dadgummit.
Grok knows you quite well.
He'd been doing a lot of searching.
He's all over the search.
There you go.
Just stuff for himself.
That's the only way he would know. He keeps hitting that refresh button.
Grok said, Father Forbes, is it you?
Father Fortenberry, you're here.
Father Fortenberry said, it's 2.5 inches average. Then he said, it's 2.5 inches small.
Grok said, Father Fortenberry, go to bed.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm hitting that button. I'm
hitting that button. Dude. All
right. You're going, Father Fortenberry, if you can breathe.
Somebody please.
Hey. Look, Grok, you keep our business private, brother. Thank y'all for watching.
DW.
2.5 inch powerhouse, baby.
Gary.
Hit that like button and subscribe.
Hey, the more questions you ask, the smarter Grok gets. Stay off that Grok.
Look, Grok learns. He learns a lot, and he retained it. Now, Jamie, anytime anybody asks about Father Fortenberry, that's what they're going to get. Hey, guys, thanks for stopping by. Hit that like button. Like us, love us. Tell your friends about us. Life from Patio, we out of here. Somebody done saved it.